It's dog day at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago as the White Sox host the Twins. Chicago would jump out to an early 2-0 lead in this one, but Minnesota fights back in the fourth against Mike Pelfrey.
And a ground ball, base hit left field. As Polanco's being waved around, he'll score. So Kepler going the other way. Twins are on the board, trail by one. It's 2-1 Chicago as Pelfrey sets and delivers. Hit high in the air, right field ball is a chance. Get up, gone. A two-run homer for Kenny Vargas. And like that, the Twins lead 3-2. Adrianza will bat, he's 0-2. Two balls and no strikes. Ground ball over the head of Abreu down the right field line. Rosario scores, Escobar being waved around. Garcia bobbles the ball out in right field. And that allows Adrianza to advance into second base. So he picks up, I believe he's getting a base hit, two RBIs. Boy, that hit in front of home plate just got over Abreu's head at first base. If he fields it, there's a play at the plate. Now here's Joe Mauer to bat. And a pitch. Line drive left field, Cabrera. He'll go over and cut it off. They're going to wave Buxton around. No chance to get him. And now it's 7-2 Minnesota.
Joe Mauer's base hit caps a four-run frame for Minnesota. The Twins win 7-2. Hector Santiago allows two runs on three hits over 6 2/3 to pick up the victory. He's 5-0 in his last six starts against the White Sox. And Miguel Sano serves a one-game suspension for his altercation with the Tigers back in April. Twins pitchers hold the White Sox to just four total hits in this game, and the offense gets all the timely hits it needs. Here's Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
It's good. Win. You start the road trip out right. Obviously, when you miss a couple of your key guys, you're not sure how it's going to play out. I was kind of questioning my lineup after the first few innings, but Hector was good. We saw a little bit of command at times. He had a little trouble with the one left-hander in the lineup, but he's throwing the ball well, used his changeup well, and then we bounced back in it after giving up a couple runs. Kep got a big hit, and of course, Kendis' home run. I thought adding on late was a huge part of being able to, use the bullpen the way we did, and a good win all around.
Aaron Buxton had a great night at the plate, especially considering some of the at-bats that he had. How pleased were you with his night?
Well, it's been steady progress. We had to endure a rough start that got extended quite a bit, but he seems to have found himself a little bit as far as comfortability in the box and seeing pitches better. He got us got our first hit there and did a nice shot with the RBI single, and I was really impressed by the two-strike changeup that he took to right field in his last at bat.
Adrianza comes through there with a big spot. What'd you like about that?
Well, Castro left the guy out there. He put it in play, but we couldn't score the run, and I gave an option to go ahead and push one up the right side there. But he didn't get a good pitch to do that on, and he ended up putting the ball in play, and he got a little bit of a favorable hop. But nice moment for him to get his first American League hit and drive in two runs.
Byron Buxton makes an impact, batting ninth in the order on Tuesday. He goes 3-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI.
It's very important. We talk about keep battling no matter how far we're down, and we just go out there and take it one bat at a time and go out there and compete. And We put some hits together and put some runs across, and just kept it going.
Your night started with a fantastic at bat and really only got better from there. What can you take away from a performance like that at the plate?
Just keep trusting the process. I know we go over that every day about keep believing in myself and keep trusting the process. So, I've just got to go out there, keep being aggressive, and land off those tough pitches, and keep swinging at good pitches.
You guys are missing key players in Brian Dozier and Miguel Sano tonight, but you still managed 12 hits, 7 runs. What does that say about this team?
We got a lot of character. We always talk about picking the next guy up, and one guy goes down, that next guy got to come up here and fill it up. So we went out there and did a good job of that and went out there and played team baseball.
A-Ray Adrianza's first hit as a Twin sparked a 4-run sixth inning for Minnesota, and he's just happy to contribute to a victory for his new club.
Yeah, it's pretty special, being with this thing. I was trying to put the ball in play because they weren't playing behind and just trying to hit a ground ball, and thank God that I hit a base here. I got the two RBIs.
You guys get hits from just about everybody up and down the lineup. How big of a confidence boost can that be for this team?
I mean, we got pretty good lineup. The last couple of days, we were hitting pretty good. And that's the main thing, you know, keep the line moving and see what's next. I think we did a pretty good job today.
You kick off this road trip with a win against another Central team. You got more coming on this road trip. How big can it be to start things off in such a high note?
Yes, this is a big series, you know. Like you say, we play against the American League Central, and we have to win some more games to be in the first place.
The Twins will try to secure a series victory on Wednesday when Phil Hughes makes the start in Chicago.